Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update podcast for April 22nd, 2024. I am your host, John Lothian. This podcast is brought to you by John Lothian News, the home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. Thank you for joining us. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Today, JLN has two videos from FIA Boca, Doug Sifu of Virtu, and Luke Fortin of TMX Group. We also have a roundtable podcast titled Is ESG Dead? Featuring ICE's Gordon Bennett, Letitia Hammond, head of sustainable finance at the Luxembourg Stock Exchange, Thomas Thieblad, head of ESG Solutions, European Markets, and vice president at NASDAQ, and Nandini Sukumar, chief executive officer of the World Federation of Exchanges, the WFE. We also have a story I wrote about the CFTC Whistleblower's Office and its new head, Brian Young. CFTC Commissioner Christian Young is set to engage in a panel discussion on innovation within futures and derivatives markets at the upcoming FIA Law and Compliance Division Conference, moderated by Yvette Valdez from Latham and Watkins. The event is scheduled for Thursday, April 25th, 2024, at 11:15 a.m. Eastern Time, joining fellow industry experts at the Gaylord National Resort in Oxon Hill, Maryland. Commissioner Johnson will share insights and perspectives on advancements shaping the financial landscape. CME Group issued a notice of disciplinary action involving Morgan Stanley & Company, LLC, NEXSEF, TP21, MGS2. The violation was for SEF rules, legacy, Rule 407H. It shall be an offense for a participant or customer to H, fail to supervise its employees or agents in the conduct of the participant's or customer's business related to the facility. The penalty the panel ordered was a fine of $90,000 for Morgan Stanley. Forbes is reporting the world's best single malt Scotch whiskey, according to the 2024 London Spirits Competition. Quite frankly, I think this is a very personal decision and one that should be made by each individual after a trip to Scotland and visits to various distilleries and tasting sessions. But according to Forbes, the award goes to Duncana Sherry Quarter Cask, released from Isle of Rosse Distillers. New research from the Net Zero Tracker Initiative, NZT, found that two-fifths or 40 of the world's largest 100 private firms have net zero targets, compared with 70 of 100 of their publicly owned peers. This discrepancy could pose challenges for private firms in meeting upcoming climate regulations, such as the EU's Corporate Sustainability Reporting Directive and the Corporate Sustainability Due Diligence Directive. View the research with a link in today's newsletter. Our most read stories from our previous edition of JLN Options were Jane Street wants its secrets back from Bloomberg, U.S. stock volatility resurfaces with tensions in Middle East from Bloomberg, and currency traders turn to options market for geopolitical havens from Bloomberg. Subscribe to the free JLN Options newsletter with a link in today's JLN. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's the roundtable. Is ESG dead? ICE's Bennett, Lux's Hammond, NASDAQ's Thieblad, and WFE weigh in. The question, is ESG dead, has become a meme in the business press. It's ubiquitous, eye-catching, and controversial, convincing some that the movement is with certainty on its way out. Contributing to this doomsday scenario are headlines like these. ESG is beyond redemption. May it RIP. The investing framework is now facing a mountain of troubles, almost all of them of its own making, from the Financial Times. Step aside, ESG. BlackRock is doing transition investing now. The world's biggest asset manager has abandoned the acronym while pumping billions of dollars into clean energy, from the Wall Street Journal. And ESG takes a $14 trillion hit as financial firms pull back from commitments from Marketplace. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. And then here's another video from our FIA Boca coverage. TMX's Luke Fortin discusses AI integration and global expansion plans at FIA conference. At the FIA International Futures Industry Conference in Boca Raton, Florida, Luke Fortin, President and CEO of Montreal Exchange, MX, and Global Head of Trading of TMX Group, revealed to JLN that TMX is actively exploring the integration of artificial intelligence, AI, into its trading operations. The exchange, which is a prominent player in Canada and the West, views AI as a significant trend worth close attention. The interview was part of the JLN Industry Leader video series sponsored by Wedbush. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's the story that I wrote. New head of CFTC's whistleblower office highlights potential rewards for reporting fraud. 60 years ago, Fred Schwed penned, "Where Are the Customers' Yachts?" The title was inspired by a tale from over a century ago when a visitor in New York marveled at the lavish yachts owned by Wall Street insiders who profited from dispensing financial advice. This visitor pondered the absence of yachts belonging to customers themselves, highlighting the stark reality that providing financial advice yields far more profit than receiving it. Today, there are new contenders for lavish yachts. Whistleblowers. You can read the rest of this story on johnlothiannews.com, or you can listen to the podcast version of it. And then here's another video from our FIA Boca coverage. Virtu Financial CEO Doug Cifu talks with JLN about regulation, the SEC, and spot Bitcoin ETFs at FIA Boca. JLN spoke with Doug Cifu, the CEO of Virtu Financial Inc., at the FIA Futures Industry Conference in Boca Raton, Florida, in March about which market structure problems are the biggest cause of concern right now. The SEC requirement that proprietary traders who deal with government bonds register as broker-dealers, what's driving demand for Bitcoin ETFs, and more. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, Wall Street has abandoned Wall Street. JP Morgan closes a branch and cuts ties with what was once the heart of American finance. America's biggest bank is calling it quits on the street where American finance was born. JP Morgan Chase closed its branch Friday at 45 Wall Street, ending more than 150 years of physical ties between the bank and the street that is a catch-all term for the global money business. The move won't register for most tourists visiting the area. The majority of the banks and brokerages that once populated Wall Street are already gone, finding new homes across Manhattan or beyond. The September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks a few blocks away spurred an exodus, which the COVID-19 pandemic helped to further speed along. My comment, Wall Street is not just a physical location. It is a symbol and metonym for the financial industry and the American economy as a whole. While physically located in Lower Manhattan in New York City, Wall Street represents much more than just the buildings and the institutions situated there. It embodies the power, influence, and complexities of global finance, including stock markets, investment banking, hedge funds, and other financial activities. Beyond its literal geography, Wall Street is a cultural icon and a shorthand for high finance, wealth, and capitalism. It is where major financial decisions are made, where fortunes are won and lost, and where economic trends are often set. Additionally, the term Wall Street is frequently used in discussions about economic policy, market behavior, and corporate governance. Here's another story, this one from the Financial Times. The headline, Ken Griffin's trading firm blasts Trump media boss as quote-unquote loser. Citadel Securities attacks Devin Nunes after letter to NASDAQ raises concerns over naked short selling. Billionaire Ken Griffin's Citadel Securities has called the former congressman who runs Donald Trump's media business a quote-unquote loser after he named the powerful trading firm in a letter suggesting that an illegal form of short selling was responsible for its plummeting stock price. Devin Nunes, chief executive of Trump Media and Technology Group, wrote the head of the NASDAQ exchange this week to bring your attention to potential market manipulation of the company's stock, according to a filing on Friday. My comment. Don't pull on Superman's cape, don't spit into the wind, and don't mess with Citadel Securities. Here are the top three stories from Friday's JLN. Our top story Friday was Bloomberg's AI-driven power demand is set to jump 900% in Chicago area, Exelon CEO says. Second was a tie between the MIAX press release, Miami International Holding announces untimely passing of MGX CEO Mark Bagan, which was our most read item on Thursday, and Jane Street wants its secret back, an opinion piece from Matt Levine of Wall Street. And third was Flash Boys ditch happy hour to compete with Chess Grandmaster, also from Bloomberg. Here are the top six stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first one is from the Financial Times. The headline, New York Stock Exchange tests views on round-the-clock trading. Poll comes as U.S. regulators review. Steve Cohen-backed proposal for 24/7 exchange. The New York Stock Exchange is polling market participants on the merits of trading stocks around the clock as regulators scrutinize an application for the first 24/7 bourse. The survey by the NYSE, part of Intercontinental Exchange, was put out by its data analytics team rather than its management, but it highlights the growing interest in trading the likes of NVIDIA or Apple overnight between 8 p.m. and 4 a.m. Eastern Time. Here's another story from the Financial Times. The headline, Commodity traders bet on big data and AI. Sector pushes to harness latest tech tools as competition from hedge funds intensifies. The world's largest commodity traders are investing heavily in data processing and analysis in a race to develop a technological edge over rivals. Groups such as Vitol and Trafigura, which traditionally relied on political connections, handshakes, and logistical skill to move natural resources from remote locations to willing buyers, are increasingly focused on how to apply artificial intelligence in the most physical of industries. Here's another story, this one from Reuters. The headline, Russia warns of direct clash with West over Ukraine. Russia said on Monday that U.S., British and French military support for Ukraine has pushed the world to the brink of a direct clash between the world's biggest nuclear powers that could end in catastrophe. President Vladimir Putin's 2022 invasion of Ukraine has touched off the worst breakdown in relations between Russia and the West since the 1962 Cuban Missile Crisis, according to Russian and U.S. diplomats. Another story, this one from Bloomberg. The headline, Wall Street bank raider quits job as top tax scandal prosecutor. Bror Hickel says German system lets, quote, big fish, unquote, avoid punishment. German law enforcement is too weak and lacks backing, she says. The German prosecutor who led tax raids on some of Wall Street's biggest banks is quitting her role probing the 10 billion euro or $10.7 billion cum-ex tax scandal, citing a lack of political backing for the fight against financial crimes. And Brauhilker told public broadcaster WDR that Germany makes it too easy for the most powerful players to escape punishment. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. The headline: climate change-linked health hazards hits 2.4 billion workers. More than 2.4 billion workers, or 70% of the global workforce, are exposed to climate change-related health hazards, according to the International Labor Organization. The report published Monday also estimates that 18,970 lives, and 2.09 million disability-adjusted life years are lost annually to 22.87 million occupational injuries attributable to excessive heat. Thousands more die from pesticide poisoning, workplace air pollution, solar UV radiation, and parasitic and vector-borne diseases, the ILO said. And then finally, here's one more story from The Trade. The headline: Liquidnet unveils Superblock initiative to bolster block trading. With the launch of Superblock Matching, Liquidnet aims to enhance the technology available to facilitate exceptionally large illiquid trades. Liquidnet has launched Superblock Matching, an enhancement to its equities application, which allows traders to signal and participate in exceptionally large and illiquid block trades with a single click. Liquidnet stated that Superblock minimum trade size will vary by market and each stock's market capitalization, focused on assisting with the most difficult executions and orders. We're grateful for your attentive listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please spread the word about our podcast among your friends. We would greatly appreciate it if you could spare a moment to leave a review on Apple Podcasts or whatever platform on which you access this podcast. Your reviews play a crucial role in introducing our content to new listeners. Also, if you haven't subscribed to the daily John Lothian newsletter email yet, you can enjoy a complimentary 90-day trial by visiting johnlothiannews.com/trial. Thank you for your valued support. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.